You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
במקום שאין אנשים להשתדל להיות איש. Pirabot says, at the time that you notice that there are no אנשים, then you have to make an effort to be איש. So the question is asked, what does אנשים mean? If there is no anashim, you have to be ish. What is this term usually used? Ish? Ish is a term that is used for
being upright,
important, unique. The ha'ish Moshe anav me'od. So anytime they have ish, that means he's a very, very important person. When you don't see anashim, try to make an effort. So here you learn from the Mishnah, it's not an easy thing to be ish. Unless the Mishnah would say, you have no choice. You're obligated to be ish. But it doesn't say that. It says, ishtadel. Because Mishnah knows to be ish is not easy. Why is that easy? Because to be ish means you have to be very chazak, very strong. And to be strong is not easy because things are not really according to what we expect. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's hot.
Sometimes it's very cold.
Sometimes it's freezing. Sometimes there's the customers are coming. Sometimes there are more coming. Amen. It's in Arab Leshon Hasidim. It says a very interesting thing. It says, just imagine that a kid went to the garden, was playing around with the flowers, and then a thorn went into his finger. So they start crying. It's a lot of pain. So Abba runs out and sees the kid. Now he's screaming, crying. He said, what happened? He said, oh, a thorn went to my finger. So then he looks at it, he doesn't see anything. So now, what is he going to do? What is the father going to do? What? What's he going to do?
He's walking more. He didn't go to a doctor.
What was the doctor going to do? Well, he has a good suggestion.
He's opening it and not taking it.
With what?
With knife.
No. how could the father do such a
thing? The doctor was always
asking. You can cut your son's finger with a knife?
Yeah.
No. No, that's not fair. That's not. Oh. Where is your rahamim?
There is no.
Why?
If you go to the mother, she'll do the holy work.
It's not the time.
Why so?
It's not the time. You have time for having time for the deed.
So what are you going to do? Cut his finger?
No.
So this is even worse than the thorn in his finger.
Not to cut the finger off.
You're doing worse. Ay. What a father you are. So what is going to do, the Abba? Going to cut the finger with a knife, with a scissor? Yes? Is it easy to do this? Is it easy?
No.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
the Abba is going to go through such a pain, but he has no choice. Has to take the thorn out. It went in. So what can you do? You have to cut it. But the cutting it is rachamim. This is rachamim. He has such a mercy because he sees the kid is such a pain. So he wants to relieve him. And that's what it is. Sometimes we feel the cutting of the knife, and then become so big. Why is it like this? Why Hashem is doing this to me? What did I do? Where is his rachamim? But here we see, actually, 100% the other way around, because he knows there's a lot of thorns in there. He's trying to get it out. He's chopping and chopping to get all these thorns out. Why? Because we go out there and you're not careful and all these thorns run in. So he has to take it out. What do you want him to do? Huh? What do you want him to do?
Same thing he's doing. To make flowers without thorns.
If the flower is without a thorn, it's not a flower. It's plastic.
Plastic flower.
No, it's small. The good flower, good smelling flower, the more good smelling it is, it has more thorns. And that's what it is. Hishtadel. In Mishnah knows. It's not easy. You feel the cuttings. But it says Hishtadel. I know it's hard. I know it's, you know, Taqat farsa, they call it.
So it's okay to cry.
I'm sorry?
It's okay to cry.
It's cry of the joy, because when you see the Abba cares about you and it's so painful for him, but he still cuts it to get it out, you have to cry joy.
Cry joy.
Yes.
Cry.
Yeah. Why? Because it's worth it. It's a momentary pain. He cuts it, take the thorn out, and that's it. Yeah, and Hashem is like, you know, be able to be real ish, and without Hashem, iskebe Yeshuot, b'solot tovot, without Hashem, hal benachat, and geulah shelema.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.